It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Don Gagne. In Afghanistan, Shiite Muslims are a minority and have long faced discrimination. But the capital, Kabul, was shut down this week as Shiites filled the streets to mark one of the most important events in their religion. It's called Ashura, and it commemorates the 7th century death of the Prophet Muhammad's grandson. By coincidence, it comes at the same time as election results that will give the Shiites a strong voice in Afghanistan's new parliament. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports on the tensions that have accompanied the increased prominence of the Shiites.
Ashura isn't a celebration, but an annual group lamentation at the death of Hussein, grandson of the Prophet, and one of the founding martyrs of the Shiite branch of Islam. In West Kabul's newly completed Shiite mosque and university, Ayatollah Asif Mohseni's voice cracked with sobbing several times as he preached about the life of Hussein and the sorrow that more Muslims didn't come to his aid. Some Shiites whip or cut themselves in penance. Here in Kabul, it's much less violent. Imams ask that mourners donate blood to a hospital instead of harming themselves. Young men zip past the mosque with huge banners billowing off the back of their motorbikes. Abdul Ali is a university student. He says Ashura has gotten bigger and more public than ever in his lifetime, thanks to democracy.
Display more and more, and this is only because of democracy.
Afghan Shiites are almost all ethnic Hazaras, physically smaller than their Pashtun or Tajik neighbors, and with faces that look more East Asian. Some believe they're the descendants of the army of Genghis Khan. Democracy has been embraced by the Hazaras, perhaps in the hope that it can protect minorities. In the past, Hazaras were labeled by other Afghans as a dirty, subservient class for racial and religious reasons. The Taliban massacred them in the thousands. Voter cards are the weapons they're using to fight back, says Ramazan Bashardost, a Hazara member of parliament.
We cannot fight by weapon because we are not strong. It is a big chance for us to do something with voter card.
The Hazaras, maybe 10% of Afghanistan's population, won about a quarter of the seats in the new parliament. Their turnout for men and women was high. But also, many Pashtun areas had their polling stations closed because of insurgent violence. The Hazara victory in some places has left them uneasy. In the troubled, largely Pashtun province of Ghazni, all of the seats went to Hazaras and other Shiites.
The
enemy is strong in our areas, says Haji Niaz Amiri, a Pashtun former MP from Ghazni. Polling stations in his home turf didn't even open. The Taliban won't let us rebuild our towns, says Amiri. He'd like the elections to be redone in Ghazni. He says the Hazaras are already getting too much favor. The international organizations all hire Hazaras for lucrative jobs, says Amiri, and influential Afghan human rights groups are also heavily Hazara. He doesn't mind the loud and public celebrations of Ashura, but he's worried that with Iran, a Shiite theocracy, next door, the minority Hazaras in Afghanistan might be wanting revenge after so many years at the bottom. Around the corner from Amiri's office, Shiites pouring out of the new mosque are also worried about revenge. Their newfound security isn't guaranteed, says the student Abdul Ali, and the Taliban could come again.
If the Taliban come again, the Taliban will be enemy of the Hazara nation.
Abdul Ali says keeping the Taliban from returning depends on having a good Afghan government. And even with so many Hazaras coming into the new parliament, Abdul Ali says he's worried. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.